The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will hold a hearing this week on the Phase 1 trade agreement with China negotiated during the first term of President Trump. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. That initial trade agreement delivered tremendous benefits for the U.S. beef industry and expanded the footprint for U.S. pork in China, according to U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hellstrom.
We saw U.S. beef exports to China increase from $300 million in 2020 to over $2.1 billion in 2022. And pork had a big year as well in 2022 with exports of $1.4 billion, which was almost exclusively because of the Trump administration phase one deal implemented in 2020. Now, that being said, it's only recently that we've seen a backslide in terms of performance. We all know that this recent issue here in 2025, where the majority of the U.S. beef plants were not relisted in the China cipher system. This is obviously one of the major beef industry concerns on the trade side of getting these plants relisted for China. So I think the administration's strategy is to hold China accountable to their commitments in the phase one agreement in 2020. Honestly, I can tell you from the beef industry standpoint, that is the single biggest opportunity to add value.
The U.S. beef industry is seeing the impact of China not living up to its phase one trade commitments.
We estimate that losses of up to $150 per head is being sustained by lack of access into China. But it's not just the $1.5 billion of lost export sales. It's the halo effect of having China in the market because the product mix is very similar amongst all of Asia. So you got Japan, Korea, Taiwan, China, all competing for some of the same like products, for example, for short plates. So the fact that you don't have China in the market, the losses are upwards of $2.5 to $3 billion a year.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.